Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Bases Loaded. I am your host, as always, Eric Ellefson, and we will be doing some NBA Finals Game 1 and 2 recap as the Celtics are up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, with Game 3 tomorrow as the series shifts to Dallas. We also had the Stanley Cup Final, which started on Saturday night, and then Game 2 was last night with the Florida Panthers also up 2-0 as a series shifts to Edmonton for Game 3. Other NBA news, we have Dan Hurley declined the Lakers' offer to become their head coach. It was 6 years. I don't know how they might have said how much. It would probably have had to have been quite a bit if he declined it. Let's see. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 6 years. It's not going to tell me how much it was, but it was 6 years. So he declines that and decides to go back to still be the head coach of UConn basketball, men's basketball team, as they try to win three-peat next year with their team. Though, I mean, they still have a preseason top five team, but, they will lose two lottery picks in this year's NBA draft with center Donovan Clingane, I think, and then Stephen Castle also projects to be a lottery pick as well. So, you know, losing those two players definitely is a major blow, but, like, you know, UConn is a pretty well, you know, recruited program, and, you know, they have as good a chance as anyone has, you know, to three-peat that, like, you know, I mean, it's never been done in my lifetime, because, I mean, they repeat as back-to-back champs. The Florida Gators did in 06 and 07. So, you know, it has been done back-to-back my lifetime, but not a three-peat. I don't think it's been done probably since, like, John Wooden with UCLA in the 60s. And, you know, when maybe into, like, the 70s. They were, like, eight-time champs. Like, they won, like, eight in a row at one point, I think, in the 60s. So, you know, he declined that. As the Lakers, you know, were trying to find a head coach after firing Darvin Ham, after two seasons, two playoff appearances, lost in the Western Conference Finals last year to Denver, and then lost in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs this year. Might also been to Denver as well. And then Darvin Ham, I think it was yesterday, it was announced that he is going back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant coach, which he was there from 2018 to 2022. So part of their 2021 championship team. I think he was in the top assistant coach, something along there. So, you know, the Lakers are still in need of a head coach. There's reports of current ABC ESPN analysis J.J. Redick as a possible front runner. I mean, with Dan Hurley declining, you know, I'm sure the Lakers will look more into that to fill their head coach void prior to the season. So we'll kind of see what happens there. I mean, if he does become the head coach, then they'll need another analyst to join, you know, those kind of prime time, you know, ESPN, ABC game matchups throughout the season next year, as well as being the NBA, doing the NBA Finals broadcast. So yeah, that's kind of like news basketball wise. I mean, we'll get here shortly into, like, you know, the NBA finals. But that's kind of the major news, you know, that we've had other than the NBA finals going on, you know, has been that. So yeah, we can just jump right into NBA finals talk. So yeah, we've had game one was last Thursday, game two Sunday, both in Boston. Boston wins game one pretty handily. It was like 107-89, and on Sunday they won 105-98. So like in retrospect, you know, this series very well should be tied one game apiece going back to Dallas, as Dallas definitely had, you know, a chance to, you know, win game two and tie the series. And I mean, played a lot better than they did game one. I mean, game one, that's a 18 point loss. Sunday, 7 point loss. So, like, you know, for most of it, other than like game one, you know, they've been in this series. You know, it's just haven't, you know, all lined up for them. I'm gonna see like what pursuits or like shooting percentages and stuff like that. That's gonna tell me. So Dallas actually shot better from the field, 47.5% to Boston's 45.2%. Boston shot better from 3-point, 25.6 to Dallas's 23.1. Dallas had four more turnovers than Boston, and they out-rebounded Boston 43-41. And that was for game two. I mean, yeah, game one, Boston shot, you know, about 6% better from field goal, you know, 13% better from three, had more turnovers, 14 to Dallas's 11, and out-rebounded Dallas 47-43. So, like, yeah, looking at this game, I mean, game one, yeah, kind of obviously, I mean, Boston shot better from the field and from three. I mean, 3-point kind of did it. Because, I mean, 47.6 to 41.7% from the field. Not, you know, the biggest difference, but, yeah, shooting, you know, almost 14% better from three-point range will definitely do that. And then, I mean, game two, you know, Dallas had a better field goal percentage, only a little slightly worse three-point percentage. More turnovers, so that definitely helped Boston's case. I don't know if it's going to tell me, like, yeah, Dallas gave up 21 points off of turnovers. Boston only gave up 12. 15 fast break points for Boston. Dallas out-rebounded them, but Boston had more assists, steals, and blocks than Dallas. Dallas more points in the paint. So, I mean, and another thing, Boston shot significantly better from free throws. Boston only missed one free throw, going 19 from 20, whereas Dallas missed 8, and, you know, there's your game right there. Make all their free throws, and that's, you know, all the points they would have needed to win right there. So the series shifts back to Dallas for game three tomorrow. 7:30, yeah, because game two was at 7. Because here I am, I'm thinking like, oh, it's like 7:05, 7:10, or somewhere in that range. I'm like, you know, game two is in like 20 minutes. Okay, you know, I have time to do some stuff beforehand. And then I see like the ESPN notification be like, the game's about to begin, and like tips off. I'm like, oh, we're starting at 7 tonight. Okay. So then, yeah, all these are 7:30. And if we do go to game 7, that game 7's at, you know, 7 as well. So now I know they're all on at 7:30 until game 7. So kind of easy to remember. Game 1 I didn't watch. I think I watched most of it until, like, you know, fourth quarter, because at that point, you know, it was a blowout, and, like, both teams pretty much were like, we're going to kind of put in, you know, take out your starters. Don't need anyone to get injured. As, like, you know, the end of this game one wraps up, you know, both teams have pretty much said, you know, we accept what's going to happen and kind of move on playing, especially like Dallas, you know, once they're kind of put their bench players out onto the court, and, like, you know, pretty much saying that, you know, you won this game and, you know, kind of get them ready for game two. Surprises. I mean, definitely Kristaps Porzingis. He came back. He didn't start, I don't think, either game one or two, coming off the bench. Pretty much shooting lights out from the field. Like, could not miss, you know, a shot, considering that, like, he hadn't played in, like, it was like a little over a month, you know, around that time. So, you know, I mean, the fact that Boston was able to get any production out of him was, like, you know, plus, considering, like, you know, most of the playoff, like, they weren't really challenged, you know, won all their series in 5 games, at least. I think they swept, no, did they, I don't know if they swept the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, they did. So, you know, they didn't really, like, it wasn't really in a rush to, like, kind of get him back on the court, you know, kind of see how the injury goes and just kind of rest, heal, and get ready for him to come back. And then, like, no, once it got to the Eastern Conference Finals, it was like, okay, like, he should be able to come back, you know, during the NBA Finals. Whether it was game one was still kind of up in the air until, like, you know, Thursday afternoon. And I guess he has some kind of, says he has a rare injury, layered injury. NBA final status is uncertain, so that's definitely something to pay attention to as we get into, you know, watch up until, like, tomorrow's tip off. See what happens all on there. I mean, prior to game two, it seemed like it was, like, up in the air if Luka Doncic was even play. Like, he had, I think he was listed as, he was downgraded from probable to questionable ahead of game two. And then, you know, it was like an hour and a half-ish, you know, to, you know, game time. You know, he was, you know, cleared to play, and then I read, like, you know, there was an article being like, you know, he got, like, a pain, pretty much like some kind of, like, pain numbing thing. Had not been, you know, I mean, I would think like a cortisone shot, but it might have been something a little bit more, you know, more intense than a cortisone shot. That's usually not for, like, that bit of pain. I mean, usually if, like, yeah, it's usually, you know, sprained or, like, twisted ankle, you know, it's like knee soreness, something like that, you know, that's usually what it's for. Like, if it's, like, big time pain, I don't think you're getting a cortisone shot. And, like, you know, once you get one of those, you're pretty set for, like, you know, a couple weeks. Like, it's not like a full, you know, recovery type thing. You know, pretty much get you through, like, you know, whatever you need for that day, and then, you know, a couple weeks beyond. Like, to last year's Super Bowl, well, even, like, the AFC Championship game for last year, like, Mahomes got injured, like someone fell on his ankle, and like he didn't probably twist it. So like, you know, they probably wrapped it. And then, you know, in the Super Bowl, he did like kind of, you know, tweak it again. So I'm sure in the Super Bowl, they might have did a cortisone shot or something like that. Cause I mean, it just kind of, you know, reduces swelling and it's a pain reliever type thing. So that's kind of what my guess would be of what Doncic's got. But I mean, it could also have been something like more intense than that. Numb the areas, thoracic contusion. I have no idea where that is. See another injection before Wednesday's game. Yeah, it's not gonna say. Just got a drug, you know, pain relief drug prior to the game. So what that is, but it seems like, yeah, it's probably not a cortisone. It might have been something a little bit, more intense than that, it would seem. But yeah, if he's going to get another shot before game three, then, you know, maybe that can stand him throughout the rest of the series. It's probably Dallas's hope that, like, you know, he doesn't need to have one prior to every game. But, you know, everyone's kind of, I mean, he's pretty much, like, you know, played not great, but, like, good. You know, he's had 2 30-point, I think, triple doubles in both these losses. The supporting cast definitely needs to step up, specifically Kyrie Irving and, like, you know, the rest. They had a little bit of some foul trouble for the bids. Game two, I believe. So, you know, just kind of playing some smart basketball, avoiding just, you know, silly fouls. And just kind of like hitting some shots, because a lot of them just, you know, they weren't hitting. Like, they would get some decent shots, you know, get the offensive rebound and try to kick it out. And, you know, that's like your chance to shoot a three-pointer. It's off an offensive rebound, because you have some people kind of going for the defensive rebound, and, you know, maybe have a player or two on that defensive, you know, team that's going to kind of start pushing down the court, you know, thinking like, you know, one of their players' teammates is going to get the rebound, defensive rebound, and then, you know, off they go that way. So you might be able to catch them on an offensive rebound on like a 5-on-4 or even a 5-on-3, and, you know, be able to like kick it out the perimeter and like kick it, pass it around if need be, and then get a wide open three. So, you know, just kind of need to hit some shots. There's some pretty, you know, just kind of silly turnovers. You know, trying to be a little fancy. Doncic trying to, like, you know, maybe trying to do some like behind the back type of passes. Though, I mean, not all the turnovers were like their fault. Like, some of them were like, you know, the pressure of, like, you know, Jrue Holiday and Derrick White of Boston were putting on Doncic and Irving, you know, to kind of put him in an unnecessary position on the perimeter. And, you know, that kind of put him in a spot where, like, they have to, like, you know, maybe do a pass or something that they weren't hoping to do, didn't want to do, and then, you know, it kind of gets tipped off the pass or, like, you know, and then gets intercepted or, like, you know, they throw it out of bounds type of thing. So you need to, you know, kind of clean up those stuff. And, you know, they are going to be home in Dallas for these next two games. So, you know, they definitely have been in these games to win. You know, like I said, it should be tied 1-1. They should have won game two. They definitely had some chances. Boston, kind of like they've done a little bit in the playoffs, and sometimes in regular season, like they kind of like let a team hang on just a little bit longer than they should be. When they, you know, they should be able to just, you know, put this game away then and now and not keep the other team around for longer than they should. So, that's kind of where we stand, you know, after two games. Boston did take care of business, you know, winning both the games on their home court. You know, some uncertainty now going into game three with Porzingis' status, you know, because they're saying rare leg injury. I don't know what kind of rare leg injury you could possibly have, because he was dealing with a calf injury, and that's why he like missed like the rest of the Eastern Conference playoffs after like game two or three of the first round. So I don't know, did he like tweet something like in his calf again to do something else? Like I have no idea. You know, it's probably something that he knows best, and it's probably talking, you know, more of the athletic trainers and stuff like that, and his coaches, before they kind of figure out exactly what's up in it, you know, tell, you know, to the press and media about what's exactly going on. So we have, you know, game three is tomorrow night. Game five or four is, I think, Friday night. And then game five is back in Boston, I should say. I think that's next Monday. So, you know, it's not completely out for Dallas, but game three tomorrow night is must win. Just if they don't win that, then coming back 3-0, no one's done it in the NBA playoffs, you know, ever. So it's a hard task. And at that point, you know, Dallas would need to win 2 games on the road to do it, you know, to complete the comeback. So we'll see how it goes. And, you know, next show we'll, you know, finish talking about, you know, fully recapping the NBA Finals and all it's, yeah, and all that happened. We won't really preview NBA offseason just yet. I mean, we'll talk draft because, like, that is, like, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Well, round one is 2 weeks from tomorrow, and then round two is the following day. Because that's what they're doing now, which, you know, still doesn't make sense. It's like, you're doing 2 rounds. I mean, it's nothing crazy long, so I don't know why you have to, like, drag it on longer. So, I mean, because football does 7 rounds. I mean, there's, like, a, you know, kind of, maybe is that, no, maybe that's not football. And then baseball is now, I think they do 7 rounds as well, or like 10. It's like 7 to 10, somewhere in that range. Because they started doing that, I think, 2020 or 21, like kind of like in the midst of COVID. Because, like, you know, 10 years ago, for example, they did like 40 rounds. So it's like, whoa, you're drafting, I mean, it's a lot of talent and players to, like, you know, go through. Because, I mean, baseball, like, people do get drafted out of high school, like, pretty regularly. Now, that doesn't mean they'll necessarily sign with, like, you know, the Red Sox or Mariners or, you know, Astros or whoever pits them, because, like, they can, if they have, like, a, you know, offer to go to, like, you know, Vanderbilt, you know, Oregon State, you know, Florida to play baseball, Division I baseball, then, like, you know, they might take that. You know, especially if they get drafted, like, you know, past, like, round 10. Because then, like, you know, you can go to, like, school, go to college, and then you're drafted, like, you know, after your, like, I think your no, I don't think you're sophomore. After your junior year, I think you have eligibility. So maybe after sophomore year, I think. Because I don't think in baseball they let you to draft it after your freshman year. I think that, like, you had to stay the, I think it's at least 2 years, like after your sophomore year, then maybe you can get drafted or something like that. I know for sure after junior year, because a lot of times the big name stars. So like last year's, you know, a lot of the top 10 picks in last year's draft were drafted after their having just completed their junior year of college ball. So, and that draft's like mid-July. They do that like All-Star break weekend or week, I should say. So that draft is like that Sunday night. And then you have like that. And then Monday, the day after that, is your home run derby. And then Celebrity All-Star softball game that they do. But they record that Sunday night, and then they broadcast that Monday after the home run derby. Home run derby Monday night, All-Star game Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, Thursday is off, and then baseball season picks up again Friday. Though I think usually two teams do start the season on Thursday. So it's a little weird that they just kind of do that. But that's kind of how it's been, I think, since like the 2021 season. Something along that. So yeah, like next show, you know, we'll finish recapping NBA Finals. Because then if it does go to Game 7, you know, that Game 7 would have been the, you know, that Sunday, so like 2 days prior. And then, you know, draft is the day after that. So, you know, again, with, like, the NFL draft, we'll definitely focus more on, like, covering, kind of previewing the first round. So that's kind of when the big names and kind of stuff like that's going. Whereas, like, second round's, like, you know, round six and seven for the NFL draft. It's like, you know, is there anyone that, you know, available could maybe help us now? If, you know, you're a playoff contender team. Or like, you know, you're a, you know, a rebuilding team, like, you know, can, like, you know, pick up some draft, you know, prospects, or maybe you can trade them to teams that are, like, you know, trying to get, like, an extra center pit type of thing. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, we'll definitely, you know, preview round one, and then, you know, the show after that, you know, we'll recap the NFL draft, or yeah, NBA draft, I should say, sorry. You know, we also had the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one was Saturday. Didn't watch. Wasn't able to. Was out with friends. Last night was game two. Honestly, kind of forgot a little bit. But the Florida Panthers are up 2-0. They're back to the Stanley Cup Finals after making it last year, but losing to Las Vegas. So, you know, they're trying to win. I think it's their first ever Stanley Cup, I believe. This is their third appearance, I believe. The Oilers, I don't think, have been in it since, like, the early 2000s, I believe, is what I think I saw strolling, you know, on the bottom of ESPN's thing. You know, when they're doing, like, their kind of, like, you know, because they have a thing that's, like, Stanley Cup final type thing, and they have, like, you know, game time, like, maybe some, like, injury kind of updates, stuff like that, that they do for, like, you know, every other sport. So game two was last time. I'm guessing game three is probably Thursday then. So I don't think they would put two game threes for the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals tomorrow night, like, you know, because they're going to want to have people probably, you know, who do watch basketball and hockey be able to watch both. You know, and not, like, you know, eliminate viewership because they're going to show both of them at the same time. Like, no, that's just not going to happen. So, you know, maybe I might be able to try and watch some of them. Again, I'm no hockey expert at all, so I don't know, you know, really anything that's much happening, but, you know. And then let's see, yeah, we'll finish up with some MLB recap. I mean, not that there's really a whole lot, like, happening, because we're still kind of in that, I mean, we just hit June, right? So we're kind of, so we have June, July, August, September. So we have 4 full months left. You know, this past weekend we had, like, you know, what people were calling, like, a World Series preview, like, question mark, because we had the Dodgers and the Yankees playing each other for a 3-game series in New York. Boston won the series 2-1. I think they showed, like, they might have showed all of them. I know, like, game one on Friday, Apple Plus was showing. Game three on Sunday was the Sunday night baseball game, which New York won. And then they might have done as well. But, I mean, they are the two. Well, New York has the best record in the American League. They are 47-21. They have a 2.5 game lead over the Orioles, who are pretty much the only competition in the division. And then the rest of the divisions are, I mean, there's only two other teams within kind of close, I say kind of close distance of the division leader. At the AL Central, the Cleveland Guardians are in first, with the Kansas City Royals in second, 4.5 back, and then Minnesota in third place, 8 games back. The AL West, we have the Seattle Mariners are in first with the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers, 5.5 back. And then the Houston Astros in third place in the division at 7.5 back. And then, like, you know, NL divisions are, like, I mean, some of them are, I wouldn't even say some of them, like, the AL divisions are a lot closer. Even, like, the West with 5.5 is still closer than any National League division. As we have the best team in the National League record-wise and winning percentage-wise by just 0.001. Philadelphia Phillies, record of 45-20, have a 9-game lead over Atlanta, who, you know, has definitely had some pretty unfortunate luck injury-wise, losing Spencer Strider to arm, might have been shoulder injury. I don't think it was Tommy John. And then a couple weeks ago, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they lost Ronald Acuña Jr. again to an ACL injury. And then the Dodgers are no surprise, leading the NL West by 7.5 games over San Diego Padres. Dodgers are 41-26. Then NL Central is the closest of the divisions, as, like, Brewers have a 7-game lead over the Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals, and then a 7.5-game lead over the Pirates. So that's not at all. And, like, you know, we're still in June or June, so, like, a lot of these divisions, like, you know, if a team can go on a couple week, like, 2-3 week run, like, they can make up some ground pretty quick. Especially, like, you know, considering, like, you know, teams are playing pretty much every day. If not, if, you know, maybe a day off, you know, sprinkled in. So, you know, that's kind of where we are baseball season-wise. You know, about, like, you know, we're not fully halfway into the season, so, you know, that's kind of where we are. We're still, like, a month away from All-Star break, you know, and then trade deadline end of July, so, you know, kind of see how it goes out throughout the season, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, like I said, you know, we'll probably, you know, like, you know, going every other week starting now. Kind of give us a little bit more to talk about between episodes. And, you know, I think I'll plan stuff out a little bit more and go a little bit more in depth on topics and stuff like that. So, yeah. That's what I have for this week. So, once again, thank you for listening and have a good one.